诗篇二十七篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 27 in the Old Testament.
在旧约诗篇二十七篇。
Psalm 27 in the Old Testament.
诗篇二十七篇。
Psalm 27。
耶和华是我的亮光，是我的拯救，我还怕谁呢？耶和华是我性命的保障，我还惧谁呢
？The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the defense of my life. Whom shall I dread?
那作恶的，就是我的仇敌，前来吃我肉的时候。就半跌扑倒。
When evildoers came upon me to devour my flesh, my adversaries and my enemies, they stumbled and fell.
虽有军兵安营攻击我，我的心也不害怕。
Though a host
虽然兴起刀兵攻击我，我仍旧安稳。
Though a host encamp against me, my heart will not fear. Though war rise against me, in spite of this, I shall be confident.
有一件事我曾求耶和华，我仍要寻求，就是一生一世住在耶和华的殿中，瞻仰他的荣美，在他的殿里求问。
One thing I've asked from the Lord, that I shall seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple.
因为我遭遇患难。他必暗暗地保守我在他亭子里，把我藏在他帐幕的隐秘处，将我高举在磐石上。
For in the day of trouble he will conceal me in his tabernacle. In the secret place of his tent he will hide me. He will lift me up on a rock.
现在我得以昂首，高过四面的仇敌。我要在他的帐幕里欢然献祭。我要唱诗歌颂耶和华。
And now my head will be lifted up above my enemies around me, and I will offer in his tent sacrifices with shouts of joy. I will sing, yes, I will sing praises to the Lord.
耶和华呀，我用声音呼吁的时候，求你垂听，并求你连续我，应允我。
Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice, and be gracious to me, and answer me.
你说你们当寻求我的面，那时我心向你说，耶和华呀，你的面我正要寻求。
When thou didst say, Seek my face, my heart said to thee, Thy face, O Lord, I shall seek.
不要向我掩面，不要发怒，赶逐仆人。你向来是帮助我的，救我的神呐、啊，不要丢掉我，也不要离弃我。
Do not hide thy face from me. Do not turn thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. Do not abandon me nor forsake me, O God of my salvation.
我父母离弃我，耶和华必收留我。
For my father and my mother have forsaken me, but the Lord will take me up.
耶和华啊，求你将你的道指教我，因我仇敌的缘故，引导我走平坦的路。
Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a level path because of my foes.
求你不要把我交给敌人，随其所愿，因为妄作见证的和口吐凶言的起来攻击我。
Do not deliver me over to the desire of my adversaries, for false witnesses have risen against me, and such as breathe out violence.
我若不幸在活人之地得见耶和华的恩惠，就早已丧胆了。
I would have despaired unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living.
要等候耶和华，当壮胆，坚固你的心。我再说，要等候耶和华。
Wait for the Lord. Be strong and let your heart take courage. Yes, wait for the Lord.
一起祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们何等感谢赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank and praise you.
你实在以永远的爱爱了我们。
You have indeed loved us with your everlasting love.
今天都把我们摆在这样一个儿女的地位上。
Today you have placed us in this position of sonship.
让我们可以坦然无惧地来到你施恩的宝座面前。
So that we can come boldly and without fear before your throne of grace.
我们求你在这里来遮蔽我们。
We ask that you would hide us here.
求你在这里来光照我们。
May you shine your light upon us.
来拯救我们。
May you save us.
赐力量给我们。
Give us strength.
让我们都能把信心的头都能够抬起来。
That we may lift up our heads.
都能高过我们四围一切的仇敌。
Above the enemies that surround us.
早晨你在这里向我们施恩典。
This morning grant us your grace.
我们愿意投靠在你自己翅膀的荫下。
We are willing to lean upon under your wings.
我们都等候在你的面前。
We wait before you, Lord.
求主向我们施恩。
Give us your grace.
用你的同在覆庇我们。
And support us with your presence.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen.
今天早晨和弟兄姊妹交通一个题目。
This morning, the topic I'd like to share with you.
就是一个神的儿女，怎样在这个地上过一个没有惧怕的生活。
Is how children of God could can live a life without fear in this world.
我们刚才读的这首诗篇乃是大卫的诗篇。
The psalm we just read is a psalm of David.
我们大家都很喜欢大卫的诗篇。
We all like David's Psalms very much.
我想我们喜欢大卫的诗篇有可能有许多的原因。
There's possibly many reasons why we like David's Psalms so much.
有一个原因，我相信是我们每一个人都有的。
But one reason I think we all have in common.
就是我们在读大卫诗篇的时候，我们在感觉上和诗人非常的近。
Is that when we're reading his psalms, we feel very close to the psalmist.
当我们说到大卫的时候，
when we talk about David,
我们知道他是一个爱神的人。
We know that he is one who loved God.
他昼夜思想耶和华的话语。
He meditated on his word
day and night. 他好像一棵树栽在溪水的旁边。
He's like a tree firmly planted by the waters.
他叶子不枯干。
Its leaves will not wither.
按时候结果子。
And it produces fruit
in season. 凡他手所做的尽都顺利。所以每次我们想到这样想到大卫的时候，
Whenever we consider David,
我们会想到诗篇第一篇，
We consider Psalm 1.
当然我们更会想到诗篇二十三篇，
Or Psalm 23.
那里实在是一个没有惧怕的人。
This is a man without fear.
你看大卫实在是一个勇士。
You can see he is a psalmist.
他是耶和华的战士。
He stands for the Lord.
他面对的仇敌他一点都不惧怕。
When he faces the enemy, he has no fear.
就是在仇敌的面前，我也享受丰盛的宴席。
Even in the presence of his enemies, he can enjoy an abundant table.
就是经过死荫的幽谷，我也不惧怕的。
Even through the valley of the shadow of death, he has no fear.
他曾用那个甩石机拳就打败了那个巨人歌利亚。
And he was slayed Goliath the giant.
他是一个勇士，他是耶和华的战士。
He is a warrior.
那么他也是一个合神心意的人。
And he is a man according to God's heart.
所以我们说到大卫，我们都想到他为了要建造耶和华的殿。
And so when we think of David, we think of a man who wanted to build the God's house.
Who?
Sorry.
Okay.
He would not rest. He wouldn't lay on his bed. So when we speak of David,
we know that he is a God's house.
We know that he is indeed one who loves the Lord. He is one whose heart is according to God's own purpose. He is a spiritual man. He has spiritual powers. He has no fear. But when we read his Psalms, we feel very close to David. We relate to him. For example, in Psalm 27 here, we see not only the side of him that loves the Lord, we also see a weak side of him. We see that he has also experienced fear. And so then we really relate to him. At least I relate to him. For I often have fears. I think we all have fears. So that we even fear often. And the Lord knows that we are often afraid. And so some scholars of the Bible tell us, God has told us do not fear about 366 times in the Bible.
知道我们天天都会怕的。
For the Lord knows that we daily fear.
所以每天都跟我们说不要怕。
And so every day he tells us, fear not, fear not. Give your burdens unto the Lord.
你不要胆怯。
Do not be afraid.
你要刚强。
Be strong.
你要壮胆。
Take courage.
我是你的神。
I am your God.
我是你的避难所。
I am your hiding place.
所以主在这个圣经里面向人一直说不要怕。
And so the Lord continually tells us in the Bible, do not fear, do not fear.
我们知道我们人实在是常常惧怕。
For we know that as people we truly fear often.
这个惧怕不是从神来的。
We know that fear is not from God.
惧怕乃是从罪来的。
Fear comes from sin.
当人在犯罪之前人是没有惧怕。
Before the fall of man, there was no fear.
当人犯罪以后。
It was only after the fall.
人就落在惧怕的。
That men fell into fear.
惧怕实在不是从神来。
Fear is not from God.
从神来的只有敬畏。
There is only reverence that comes from God.
这也是一种的惧怕。
This is a kind of fear as well.
如果这是一种惧怕的话。
If this is a kind of fear.
只有这一种的惧怕是从神来的。
Then only this kind of fear is from God.
其他的惧怕都不是从神来的。
All other fears are not from God.
所有的惧怕都是从罪来的。
Fear only comes from sin.
但是希伯来书第二章告诉我们。
Hebrews 2 tells us.
我们乃是一生因怕死。而做奴仆的一般人。
That we fear because of our fear of death, we're subject to slavery all our lives.
有的时候我们跟朋友们讲，我们都怕死。
A lot of times we tell friends we're afraid of death.
说我们不怕。
But we're not afraid.
我们是彻底的唯物主义者。
Oh, they say they're not afraid of death.
我们无所惧怕。
They have no fear.
但有一次出了车祸了。
But one time, this person had a car accident.
所以他后来告诉我们说，当他后来开车的时候。
And so the next time he got into the car,
他不知道为什么脚就发软。
He didn't know what happened, but his knees got weak.
他没法控制。
There was no way he could control it.
他无所惧怕。
He was full of fear.
但是他脚就是发软。
Oh, he didn't think he was afraid, but his knees got weak.
这个最近因为我们有机会去这个医院陪我们的陈弟兄。
Recently, I had an opportunity to go to the hospital to be with our brother Richard.
接触到一些这个生肿瘤的病人。
And I met some other patients with cancer.
Yeah. 那么当他们谈论的时候，他们告诉我们说，这个不能够把这个真实的病情告诉病人。
And as we were talking, some people were saying that you can't tell a patient his true condition.
他说这个有些人听了这个消息，不是肿瘤过去了，而是活活吓死。
Because some people, once they hear the news, they don't die from their cancer, they die from their fear.
弟兄姊妹，我们不要笑，这是非常实际的一件事。
Don't laugh, this is a very real thing.
我们是一生因怕死而做奴仆的一般人。
It is because of our fear of death that we're subject to slavery all of our lives.
所以我们看圣经的时候，我们发现神很不喜悦人在那里惧怕。
So when we read the Bible, we see that it is very displeasing to the Lord when we fear.
胆怯的人。
The Lord does not like cowardly people.
特别是我们这些蒙恩得救的神的儿女。
Particularly those of us who are saved, who are children of God.
如果我们里面惧怕的话。
If we have fear within us.
神说我们就是在正道上往后退。
Then the Lord says we are shrinking back.
我心里就不喜悦他。
And his soul has no pleasure in him.
保罗说我们不是退后以致入沉沦的那等人。
Paul says we are not of those who shrink back.
我们乃是有信心以致灵魂得救的人。
Shrink back to destruction, but we are of those who have faith to the preserving of the soul.
惧怕的人呢？
Why does the Lord not like people who have fear?
惧怕和神的性情是不相合的。
Because fear does not correspond to God's character.
所以你当你读到启示录最后两章的时候，
So when you read the last two chapters of Revelation,
有许多的人不能够进到主的同在里面。
You see, there are a lot of people who cannot enter into God's
presence. 头一个就是惧怕的人。
The very first one named are cowardly people. Cowardly people.
唯有胆怯的不能够进去的。
Cowardly people cannot enter into God's presence.
胆怯是和神的性情不相合的。
Cowardice has nothing to do with God's character.
胆怯的人是不能够进入神的同在。
Cowardly people cannot enter into God's presence.
神不喜欢我们做个胆怯的人。
God is displeased with cowardly people.
在箴言二十四章第十节那里告诉我们。
Proverbs 24 verse 10 tells us.
那里说，如果在患难的日子你有胆怯的话，你的力量就微小。
It says if you are slack in the day of distress, your strength is limited.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们胆怯的话。
Brothers and sisters, if we have fear.
我们就没有属灵的能力。
then we lack spiritual
strength. 我们在这个世界就没有办法成为主的见证。
And there's no way we can become God's testimony here on earth.
我们今天已经信靠了主耶稣基督。
Today we have already believed upon the Lord Jesus.
我们知道我们的主已经胜过了死亡。
We know that our Lord is victorious over death.
他已经胜过了一切的仇敌。
He has already become victor over the enemy.
今天在我们里面的比这世界更大。
He says that what is within us today is greater than what is in this world.
我们知道我们今天不应该在活在惧怕的里面。
And so we know that today we ought not to live in fear any longer.
我们也实在愿意在地上就成为主自己的见证。
And we desire to be God's testimony.
过一个平安，过一个喜乐的生活。
To live a peaceful and joyful life.
过一个刚强，过一个荣耀的生活。
To live a life of strength and glory.
但是我们却还是常常有软弱。
And yet we often are weak.
我们却常常里面有。
We often have fear within us.
为什么我们今天还有惧怕呢？
So why do we still have fear within us today?
我想主要的可能有两个原因。
I think there are probably two main reasons.
头一个原因就是我们是小信的人。
The first reason is because we are men of little faith.
这个不是我说的，是主说的。
This is not what I have said, this is what the Lord said.
主说我们都是小信的人。
Lord says we are all men of little faith.
记得有一次主曾经说到一个百夫长，一个百夫长这个
One time the Lord spoke to a centurion.
因为那个百夫长承认主的权柄。
Because the Lord, that centurion recognized the Lord's sovereignty.
我的儿子就好了。
He said, "You only have to speak a word, and my son will be healed."
然后主说，这么大的信心。
And the Lord said, "Such great faith."
这么大的信心，我在以色列当中都没有见过。
I have never encountered such great faith in all of Israel.
每次我读到这儿，我觉得，哎呀，这个百夫长的信心该多大呀！
And every time I read this, I think, how great was the faith of this centurion.
如果我们那天看主耶稣在讲话的时候，
If we saw Jesus speaking that day,
我不知道他是怎样来形容那个大的信心。
I don't know how he would express this great faith. Did he say it is like this great?
但后来我读的时候，
But later on, as I was reading,
我看见主好像是说这么大的信心。
The Lord was saying, such great faith.
因为如果我们的信心像一粒芥菜种那么大，我们就可以移山了。
For if our faith is as great as a mustard seed, then we can move mountains.
主这里也在告诉以色列人，就是这么大的信心我都没有见过。
The Lord was saying, I have not even seen faith as small as a mustard seed.
弟兄姊妹，我们是小信的。
Brothers and sisters, we are people of little faith.
主也知道我们是小信的。
And the Lord knows this.
我想这是我们有惧怕的头一个原因。
This is the number one reason of why we have fear.
那么还有另外一个原因。
And another reason.
就是我们生活在这个世界实在是非常可怕。
Is because we live in a very fearful world.
像大卫在第十三节这里所告诉我们。
As in verse 13 here it says.
他说我若不信在活人之地得见耶和华的恩惠，就早已丧胆。
David says, I would have despaired unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living.
大卫说，如果你把神拿掉。
David says, if you take away the Lord,
如果你不相信我看见耶和华的恩惠。
If you do not see or believe in the goodness of the Lord,
活人之地是怎样的一个地方呢？
Then what kind of place is this land of the living?
活人之地乃是叫人丧胆之地。
Then this land of the living is a land of despair.
弟兄姊妹，大卫是不是在这夸张呢？夸张就是。
Is he exaggerating here?
我们知道大卫在写二十七篇的时候，他已经不是一个孩童。
We know that when David wrote Psalm 27, he was no longer a youth.
对于一个孩童来讲，这个世界是一个美丽的世界。
To a youth, the world is beautiful.
这个世界是一个快乐的世界。
It's a happy place.
大卫写二十七篇的时候，也不是一个少年人。
He wasn't a child, nor was he a youth.
对一个少年来讲，这个世界是一个充满盼望的世界。
To a youth, the world is full of hope.
这个世界乃是战场。这个战场是一个battlefield.
Oh, the world is a battlefield.
是可以在那里进取的。
You are to enter into it.
积极向上的。
And you are to
press on.
这个我们知道，大卫写二十七篇的时候，他已经是一个成年人。
So we know that when David wrote Psalm 27, he was already a mature man.
他知道什么叫做人生。
He knew what is the life of a man.
凡是有一点人生经验的人。
Anyone who has a little bit of life experience.
我们都是大卫说的实在是实话。
We know that David, what David says is so true.
活人之地实在是叫人丧胆之地。
A land of the living is merely the land of despair.
可以想一下活人之地到底是怎样的一回事。
What kind of place is this land of the living?
活人之地啊，首先是一个充满了软弱之地。
This land of the living is first of all a very weak place.
我想有一些弟兄姊妹曾经到医院去看过我们的弟兄。
I'm sure some of the brothers and sisters have gone to see our brother Richard in the hospital.
那个时候我们真的盼望他能把眼睛睁开。
At that time, there was a time when we were truly hoping that he would open his eyes.
啊，他真的想睁开。
And he did want to open his eyes.
后来我才发现，把眼睛睁开要费很大的力气。
And it wasn't until later that I realized how much is involved in opening one's eyes.
当我坐在那里的时候。
As I was sitting there,
看见他在努力着要把眼睛睁开的时候。
I saw him struggling to open his eyes.
我里面觉得人真的太软了。
Then I recognized how weak man really is.
后来我们盼望我们弟兄能够说话。
And then we were hoping that he would be able to speak to us.
他真的想说话。
And he truly tried to speak to us.
有人说他不想说话。
Some people said no, he doesn't want to speak.
哦，他真的想说话。
But he really did want to speak.
后来他说话的时候，我问他，他说他就想说话。
And so later when he was able to speak, I asked him, and he said he wanted to speak.
但他没有力气。
But he had no strength.
人真的很软弱。
How weak we are.
软弱到一个地步，连一句话都说不出来。
He was so weak to a point that he couldn't even speak one word.
不仅我们身体会这样的软弱。
And so not only our bodies can be so weak.
我们的意志也是这样的软弱。
But our thoughts can also be weak.
我记得刚到美国的时候。
I remember when I first came to the States.
我说我要下决心。
I said I'm.
Well, determined.
I'm determined.
我要这个把英文学好。
I want to learn my English.
至少。那个时候不知道讲道，现在要英文讲道。
At that time, I didn't know I was going to give messages, but you know, I could speak in English.
那过了这么多年了。
After all these years.
一张口还是这个，还是 Chinglish.
As soon as I open my mouth, all I can speak is Chinglish.
人一直很软弱的。
I'm so weak.
有个弟兄他说他这个很喜欢上网看这些军事的消息。
There's a brother who likes to get on the internet to see the news, the military news.
这个他说这个实在是控制不住。
He says he just can't help it.
他就把他那个单位的那个电脑就干脆放回家去。
And so he took his one computer and just left it at home.
所以上班的时候就没有电脑可以看。
And so at work there's no computer to look at.
一点用都没有。
It doesn't work.
因为别人还有电脑。
Because other people still have computers.
只要有了机会
as long as there's an opportunity,
人真的软弱
because man is so weak,
所有有那个机会都会用上去看那个
every opportunity he gets,
看他要看的东西
go on the internet and see what he wants to see.
不仅我们身体软弱我们的意志也是这样的软弱
so not only is our body weak but our will is also weak.
活人之地真的是充满软弱之地
the land of the living is a land of weakness.
不仅软弱
not only weakness,
活人之地也是令人失望之地
but the land of the living is also a hopeless.
我记得在我这个上初中的时候
I remember when I was in middle school
那个时候我想有很多人都经过这样的阶段
I think a lot of people have gone through this experience
就是你怎么样的考试你都得满分的
No matter what kind of test you take you get 100
总是得满分的
You always get 100
特别是那个数学大考小考全得满分
Particularly math small test big test I always got 100
所以那个时候这个亲戚朋友对我有很多的盼望。
And so my relatives and friends all had a lot of hope.
这个孩子将来可以做数学家。
Later on, this child can be a mathematician.
可是还过不了一两年呢，他们就失望了。
But after a few years, they lost their hope.
有一个弟兄，他蒙恩得救了。
There's a brother who was saved.
他就写信给家里。
And so he wrote home.
然后他的妹妹就给他回了一封信。
And his little sister returned a letter to him.
就是我们已经对你绝望了。
They said, we have lost our hope in you.
你怎么成为这个样子?
How can you have come to this?
弟兄姊妹,这个活人之地啊,是充满了令人失望之地。
The land of the living is also full of hopelessness.
有的时候年轻的这个夫妻刚刚结婚。
Sometimes newly married young couples.
还没一两年。
Maybe they haven't been married for one or two years.
就失望了。
They lose hope.
他会哭着跟你讲
They will tell you tearfully
我已经对他绝望了
I have already lost all hope in this person
哦，结婚才一两年
I've only been married one or two years
他已经绝望了
They've already lost all hope
有些年长的人他们曾经有过信仰
are some elderly people who.
他们在生命中，他们什么，他们真的知道什么叫做失望。
They believe before, and they through their life, they really know what is hopelessness.
我的母亲就是这样。
My mother was like this.
她原来是做书记的。
She was an accountant.
后来她完全失望了。她告诉我说，这个不是真实的。
She eventually lost all hope.
她告诉我，这里没有真理。
She said, "There's no truth."
活人之地是令人失望之地。
Land of the living is a land of hopelessness.
不仅软弱，不仅失望。
Not only weakness, not only hopelessness.
活人之地也是充满了困惑之地。
But the land of the living is also a land of confusion.
人告诉你说，当你过了四十岁的时候，你就到了不惑之年。
Some people say that after you turn 40, you should know everything.
但我告诉你，过了四十岁，你的困惑更多一点。
But I'll tell you that after you turn 40, your confusion only increases.
小的时候我们读十万个为什么。
When I was young, I would read 10,000 whys.
我们想说，如果我们解决这个十万个为什么，那我们就什么都懂了。
If we could answer these 10,000 whys, then we would understand everything.
后来我没想到，如果我们每知道一个为什么。
But I didn't understand that once you understand one why,
我们就多出十个为什么不知道。
Then you increase it by tenfold, your lack of understanding by tenfold.
所以人今天生活在一个困惑之地。
So we live in a state of confusion.
人不晓得为什么没钱的人难过，有钱的人更难过。
Don't understand why poor people are sad, but rich people are sadder.
人不懂啊。
People don't understand.
特别是没钱的人就不懂得有钱的人。
People who have no money don't understand people who have a lot of money.
我真的见过有钱的人。我见过有钱的人。
I've seen rich people.
我有一个很好的朋友，很有钱。
I have a very well-off good friend.
当我跟他传福音的时候。
When I tried to preach the gospel to him.
当我跟他家里的人传福音的时候。
When I tried to share with his family members.
他们流着眼泪跟我们说，你这个你要跟我们讲。
They tearfully said, "You should tell us about this."
我们太需要这个。
We so need this.
你不知道我们过的是什么日子。
You don't know what kind of life we live.
我不懂。
I don't understand.
不是你那么多的钱，你过什么日子？我怎么懂
？You have so much money. I can't understand what kind of life you lead.
哦，弟兄姊妹，活人之地是充满困惑之地。
The land of the living is a land of confusion.
有的时候你发现两个年轻人都很好。
You see two young people that seem to be doing well.
每个人都很善解人意。
Everyone is
understanding.
Very understanding of
each other. 都非常的这个 nice， 都非常的善良。
They're all very nice and good to each other.
只要你把他们放在家里面，他们就开始打。
But you put them together in a home and they start arguing.
很困惑。
It's very confusing.
你也不知道为什么。
You don't know why.
很多爱主的弟兄姊妹。
There are many brothers and sisters who love the Lord.
每个人都非常爱主。
And they all love the Lord very much.
你把它放在一起，那就别扭。
But you put them all together and things change.
活人之地是困惑之地。
The land of the living is a land of confusion.
当然我们蒙恩得救的人，我们知道这个活人之地那还是一个充满罪恶和死亡之地。
And of course, we who are saved also recognize that the land of the living is land full of sin and death.
在旧约圣经里我们知道这个索多玛不过是一个城市。
In the Old Testament, we know that Sodom was a city.
但有一天你发现索多玛成为一个国。
But one day you see that Sodom became a kingdom.
有一天索多玛成为世界上最强的国。
It became the strongest kingdom of its time.
你能不能想想，有一天早晨你领着你的女儿，带着你的儿子去上学。
Can you imagine that one morning if you were to take your son and your daughter to school?
然后你就再也不能回来了。
And then you can never come back again.
然后你就被恐怖分子的炸弹就炸死了。
And you were bombed to death by a terrorist.
弟兄姊妹，活人之地是充满罪恶和死亡之地。
Brothers and sisters, the land of the living is a land full of sin and death.
所以我们今天生活在这样一个活人之地。
So today we live in this land of the living.
我们又是这样的小信。
We are people of such small faith.
所以我们实在里面常常有惧怕。
So we have much fear in us.
那么大卫他在诗篇二十七篇里面他告诉我们一件事
But in Psalm 27 David tells us
虽然我们是这样的不好
Even though we are so bad
虽然我们在这样一个活人之地
even though we live in this kind of land of living.
但我们确实可以过一个没有惧怕的生活。
And yet we can live a life without fear.
大卫不是在这里客观地讲一件事。
David isn't speaking just generally here.
这个
objectively.
他乃是这个亲身的经历。
He has experienced it personally.
他在他的生命中经过多少的艰难。
How many difficulties he experienced in his own life.
当他写二十七篇的时候，可能正是扫罗追杀他的时候。
Maybe when he wrote Psalm 27, that was when Saul was
pursuing him. 可能那个时候正是亚撒龙在那里要逼迫他的时候。
Maybe that was when Absalom was persecuting him.
但是大卫在神面前有一个学习。
But David learned before the Lord.
他觉得说，就是在这样的一个环境里面。
He felt that just in these kinds of situations,
我们可以过一个没有惧怕的生活。
We can live a life without fear.
所以我们早晨就借着诗篇二十七篇。
And so this morning through Psalm 27,
我们看看我们一个神的儿女到底怎样来过一个没有惧怕的生活。
We want to see how the child of God can live a life without fear.
那么大卫在这里告诉我们说，如果我们要过一个没有惧怕的生活。
David here says, if we want to live a life without fear,
有三件事是我们需要的。
There are three things we need.
就在第一节。
It is all in verse 1.
亮光。
Light.
拯救。
Salvation.
性命的保障。
The defense of my life.
或者说性命的力量。
Or the strength of my life.
这三样是我们所需要的。
These are the three things that we need.
如果我们盼望在这个叫人丧胆之地过一个没有惧怕的生活的话，
If we hope to live in this land of despair without fear,
我们需要这三样。
Then we need these three things.
我们需要亮光。
We need light.
我们需要拯救。
We need salvation.
我们需要性命的力量。
We need the strength of life.
这是一开始他说到光。
First, he speaks of light.
为什么开始说到光？
Why would he speak of light first?
因为大卫他晓得那个惧怕是从哪里来的。
Because David knows from where fear comes.
惧怕都是从黑暗出来。
Fear comes from darkness.
人如果在黑暗里面就满了惧怕。
If man is in darkness, then he is full of fear.
主告诉我们，人在黑暗里就不知道往哪里去。
In darkness, man does not know where they're going.
人因为今天不知道将来如何。
It is because today man does not know about the future, doesn't know about tomorrow.
人里面就满了惧怕。
That's why he is full of fear.
一个在黑暗里的人，
a person who lives in the darkness,
他不晓得生命的意义是什么。
He does not know what the purpose of life is.
所以只要遇见一点点的不顺利，
and so as long as there's something,
只要遇见一点的灾害，
even if there's just a little,
只要遇见一点的疾病，
a little bit of sickness.
他里面就充满了惧怕。
Then he is filled with fear within.
大卫知道那个惧怕从哪里来的。
David knows from where fear comes.
这里说耶和华是我的亮光。
Says the Lord is my light.
主耶稣真的就是我们的光。
Jesus is indeed
our light. 他乃是那真光。
He is the true light.
他照亮一切生在世上的人。
He shines into the hearts of
all men. 当真光进来的时候，
And when the light comes in,
黑暗就被除去。
Darkness flees.
惧怕。就被除掉。
And fear flees too.
所以大卫告诉我们说，如果我们要过一个没有惧怕的生活，
And so David tells us, if we are to live a life without fear,
需要光。
We need light.
首先我们需要的是光。
First of all, we need light.
弟兄姊妹，当我们在生活的里面，
In our lives, brothers and
sisters, 当我们遇到难处的时候，
When we encounter difficulties,
当我们生了疾病的时候，
When we have sickness,
我们真的需要光。
We indeed need light.
如果我们没有光的话，
Without light,
我们真的要惧怕。
We will have fear.
到底我为什么要遭遇这样的环境？
Why would I come into this situation?
为什么这件事临到我的身上？
Why has this thing happened to me?
有的弟兄姊妹就常常问这样的问题。
A lot of brothers and sisters ask these questions.
当难处来的时候，
When trouble comes,
到底是神的管教呢？还是仇敌的攻击呢？
Is this God's discipline? Is this the enemy attacking me?
弟兄姊妹，如果你没有光的话，你连祷告都不会的。
Brothers and sisters, if you don't have light, then you don't even know how to pray.
可能你祷告的完全是错的。
Maybe your prayers are all wrong.
在难处的里面，是不是神在这里操练我们的信心呢？
In this difficulty, is God testing my faith?
是不是让我们操练信心来支取他的应许呢？
Does he want me to exercise my faith to...
还是神借着这个环境来拦阻我们，让我们不犯任意妄为的罪呢？
Or is he trying to limit me so that I am not to commit sin?
弟兄姊妹，我们真的太需要光了。
Brothers and sisters, how we need light.
弟兄们，如果没有光的话，
Without light,
你发现我们没有办法脱离那个黑暗。
You see that we have no ability,
没有办法脱离那个惧怕，
to rid ourselves of fear.
那你说这个顺利的环境需要不需要光？
Well, do you still need light in good circumstances?
顺利的话你也需要光啊。
You also need light in good circumstances.
我们记得上次这个黄寒先弟兄跟我们交通到约拿的故事。
Remember when Brother Wong shared with us the story of Jonah?
他说这个约拿跑到这个海边的，马上就有一艘船呢。
He said that when Jonah ran to the ocean, sea, there was a boat right there.
他那个时候不愿意顺服耶和华的命令。
At that time, he was trying to disobey God.
他背着神的旨意跑向他施。
He turned from God's command.
然后我们知道去他施的船呢，在所罗门年间三年才一次。
And he was ran to this boat, and the boat takes 3 years to.Oh, the boat comes once every 3 years.
不像今天这个随时都有船呢。
It's not like today where you can get on a boat at any time.
到海边就有一艘船。
As soon as he got to the ocean, there was a boat.
这是不是神的带领呢？
Was this the Lord's leading?
这是不是神在那里来让我们往前去呢？
Was this the Lord allowing him to go on?
所以你发现那些认识主的弟兄们，他就这样告诉我们。
So you see that some brothers who really know the Lord, this is what they tell us.
像王明道弟兄。
For example, Brother Wong.
他告诉我们说，你遇祸哈，不苟躲。
He says, don't necessarily flee from trouble.
你遇福不苟得。
Don't necessarily think that all that glitters is gold.
你需要光。
You need light.
如果你没有光的话
，Without light，
你可能进到更大的黑暗的里面。
You might enter into further darkness.
弟兄姊妹，我们太需要光。
Brothers and sisters, how we need light.
首先需要光。
First, we need light.
发现他光完了就是拯救。
After light, he says salvation.
如果有光的话，你发现马上带进拯救。
If you have light, then you'll find that salvation follows immediately.
有一个弟兄，他和几位同工一同去中国大陆去培训。
There is a brother who went with several co-workers to China.
他们在那里培训的时候，每当有一个弟兄要起来站讲台的时候，
Whenever there was a brother who stood up to speak,
那个弟兄他就开始腹泻。
He started to have diarrhea.
那么下一个弟兄要起来，他也同样的就腹泻。
And then when the next brother would stand to speak, he would have the same problem.
他们只要是轮到谁了，就上去全都是腹泻。
Whosever turn it was, they would be struck with this illness.
一下持续了好几天。
And it occurred for several days.
看着那个工作马上就要停止了。
And it seemed like their work would come to an end.
那么那个弟兄还是告诉我，他们就祷告。
And so that brother told me they prayed.
他们有了光。
And there was light.
说这个不是神的管教。
The light said, "This is not God's discipline. This is not God limiting you."
乃是仇敌的攻击。
This is the attack of the enemy.
所以他们就奉耶稣基督的名捆绑仇敌的作为。
And so, in the name of Jesus, they bound the work of the enemy.
没有吃药。
They didn't take any medicine.
全都好了。
And they were able to preach.
全好了。
Oh, they were healed.
光一进来啊，
as soon as light comes in, it brings salvation with it.
所以我看见神大卫实在是他经历过。
So we see how David has truly experienced.
知道先是光。
He knows God is light.
然后就是拯救。
And then he is salvation.
然后面就是性命的生命的力量。
And then is the strength of life.
我们知道有的时候神在环境上并没有给我们开路。
Sometimes we see that in a circumstance, a situation, God doesn't necessarily open a way for us.
我们有光了。
We have light.
我们知道这是这个仇敌的攻击。
We know that a certain situation.
我们知道这是
the enemy,
这是神的管教。
Or we know that this is the discipline of the Lord.
我们也在主面前都对付了。
Or we've even dealt with it with the Lord.
但是神并不把环境来改变。
And yet the Lord doesn't necessarily change the situation.
在这个时候，他就成为我们性命的力量。
It is at this time that he becomes the strength of our life.
保罗他就做过这样的见证。
Paul has made this testimony before.
他很清楚。
He's very clear.
他有光。
He had light.
他知道那根刺是怎么来的。
He knew how where the thorn.
他知道那根刺的来源是哪里。
He knew the source of this thorn.
但是神并没有把那根刺给他拿。
But that the Lord didn't necessarily remove the thorn.
神就给他说，我的恩典是够你使。
The Lord told him, My grace is sufficient.
我的能力在人的软弱上显得完全。
My strength is perfected in your weakness.
我们看见以色列人他们在旷野的时候，他们没有光。
And we see the Israelites, when they were in the wilderness, they lacked light.
他们真的没有光。
They truly lacked light.
他们就是要自己所要吃的。
They wanted to eat what they wanted to eat.
他们就要吃肉。
They wanted to eat meat.
非得吃肉不可。
They insisted on
eating. 不吃肉就哭。
If they didn't get meat, they would cry.
不吃肉就不跟随主。
If they didn't get meat, they wouldn't follow the Lord.
所以主说他就把他们所求的赐给他们。
And so the Lord said, give them what they want.
但是他们的心灵却软弱的。
But their heart was weakened.
弟兄姊妹。
And their spirit.
如果没有光的话
Brothers and sisters, without light,
可能你的环境会改变
Maybe your circumstances will change,
但你的心灵却软弱
But your heart and your spirit will be weakened
你却得不着一个性命的力量
You will lack a strength
你照样的惧怕
You will continue to live in fear
弟兄姊妹大卫实在是经历过神的拯救
David truly has encountered the salvation of the Lord.
那个光是何等的重要啊。
He knows how important is this light.
这是他亲身的经历。
And he has experienced it himself.
我们都晓得他有一次这个躲在山洞里的时候。
We remember one time when he was hiding in the cave.
神就把扫罗摆在他的面前。
God placed Saul right in his midst.
只要他把刀拿出来就可以把他杀掉。
All he had to do was draw his sword and kill
Saul. 这是他的仇敌。
This is his enemy.
天天来追杀他的一个人。
Every day he was pursuing him.
天天恨他的一个人。
Every day this man hated him.
无缘无故的嫉妒他的一个人。
Every day he was trying to pursue him.
这个时候就在他的手里。
He was in his hands at this moment.
那个时候大卫是何等需要光。
How David needed light at that very moment.
后来我们知道扫罗真的死掉了。
And then we find later on Saul did die.
一个亚玛利人把他杀死了。
An Amalekite killed him.
然后把他的这个头盔和他的这肩上的这个镯子都拿给大卫看。
And he brought his head and his shield.Show David.
Yeah. 那么他说，你看你的仇敌已经死掉了。
You see, your enemy has died.
大卫那个时候真的需要光。
How he needed light at that moment too.
大卫知道那个光是何等的重要。
David recognized how important is this light.
所以大卫他告诉我们，如果我们要过一个没有惧怕的生活。
So David tells us, if we are to live a life without fear,
需要光。
We need light.
需要拯救。
We need salvation.
需要性命的力量。
We need strength of life.
那么他说，如果你有这个性命的，如果你有这三样的话，
If you have these three things,
你还惧谁呢？
Whom shall you fear?
你还怕谁呢？
Whom shall you dread?
就是有人来吃你的肉，你都不怕的。
Even if people come to devour your flesh,
就是人家结党来攻击你，你也不怕的。
Even if a host encamp against you, you will not fear.
人家用牙来咬你，那是很可怕的一件事。
Isn't it scary if someone tries to bite you with their teeth?
更可怕的是人家结党来攻击你，那更可怕。
Isn't it more scary when someone would encamp against you?
大卫说，如果你有这三样的话。
But if you have these three things,
仍旧安稳。
You will have peace.
毫无惧怕。
You will be without fear.
那么在第四节这里。
In verse 4,
就开始告诉我们说，那么我们怎么会有这三样呢？
He begins to tell us how to gain these three things.
我们怎么会有亮光呢？
How can we acquire light?
我们怎么会有拯救呢？
How can we acquire salvation?
我们怎么会有性命的保障呢？
How can we acquire the strength of life?
我想这是我们大家最熟悉的一节圣经。
I think this is a Bible verse that we're all very familiar with.
我们都知道这节圣经在讲什么。
We know what this verse is referring to.
乃是进到与主的交通的里面。
It is to enter into fellowship with the Lord.
亲近他的主。
To draw near to his Lord.
大卫告诉我们说，如果我们学习亲近我们的主。
David tells us, if we learn to draw near to the Lord,
你有亮光。
You will have light.
你有拯救。
You will have salvation.
你有性命的保障。
You will have the defense of life.
那为什么？
Why?
为什么当我们亲近主的时候，我们会得到亮光、拯救和性命的保障呢？
Why is it that when we draw near to the Lord, we will have these three things?
大卫这里就告诉我们。
David tells us here.
他说，有一件事我曾寻求耶和华，那么我仍要寻求，就是一生一世住在耶和华的殿中。
He says here, one thing I have asked from the Lord, that I shall seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life.
这句话什么意思？
What does this mean?
这句话告诉我们说，大卫哈，他跟我们是一样的。
This passage tells us that David is very much like us.
他曾经求过很多的事。
In the past, he has asked for many things.
有一件事呢，是要住在耶和华的殿中。
One thing among those many things is to dwell in the house of the Lord.
这是其中的一件事。
This is one of the many.
但是随着年日的这个过去。
But as the days have had gone by.
他说，他仍要寻求的，就剩下一件了。
then there only remains one thing that he will continue to seek.
就是他一生一世要住在耶和华的殿。
And that is to dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of his life.
什么叫做一生一世住在耶和华的殿中？
What does it mean to dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of his life?
就是他单单地寻求主的同在。
That he would seek the Lord's presence alone.
如果我们单单地寻求主的同在，
If we only seek for the Lord's presence,
你一定有亮光。
Then you will definitely have light.
很多的时候我们没有光。
Many times we don't have light.
我们是求很多的事。
Because we're asking for so many things.
当很多的事我们在那里求的时候，
While we're asking for all these things,
我们就没有光。
We lose light.
我们就非常的惧怕。
We are filled with fear.
大卫告诉我们说，为什么当我们亲近主的时候，我们会有光呢？
David tells us why, as we seek the Lord, we will gain light.
因为亲近主啊，就是单单寻求神的同在。
Because drawing near to the Lord is seeking His presence alone.
我失掉工作了。
If I've lost my job.
我到底去哪里找工作？
Where am I going to go look for a job?
我到底求什么？
What am I looking for?
我心里所担心的到底是什么？
What is my heart worrying about?
大卫他单单求主的同在。
David sought only for the Lord's presence.
我相信大卫那个时候住在山洞里。
I believe that when David was living in that cave,
那个跟王宫差得太远了。
It was so distant from the palace.
Different.
Different.
住在王宫里的味道跟住山洞味道真的不一样啊。
It is quite different to live in a cave than to live in a palace.
但那个时候他没有求他自己过一个舒服的日子。
But at that time, he did not ask to live a comfortable life.
他只要主的同在。
He only wanted the Lord's presence.
虽然可能他还要在旷野，他要在山洞再继续住下十年、二十年。
Even if it meant having to live in the cave for 10 or 20 more years.
他宁愿要主的同在。
He'd rather have the Lord's presence.
所以你看那一次他就有光。
And so you see, that's why he had light at that time.
所以他那个刀就不能够砍下来。
That's why he didn't use his sword.
弟兄姊妹，大卫告诉我们说，怎样才能有光呢？
David tells us, how can we gain light?
就你单单的求主的同在。
To ask for the Lord's presence alone.
不仅如此。
Not only this.
他后面告诉我们说，瞻仰他的荣美。
Then he says, to behold the beauty of the Lord.
哎，大卫讲得真好。
David says it so well.
瞻仰他的荣美。
To behold his beauty.
谁的荣美呢？
Whose beauty?
是他的荣美。
His beauty.
不是大卫的荣美。
Not David's beauty.
弟兄姊妹，亲近主的人不是在那里瞻仰自己的荣美。
People who draw near to the Lord are not there beholding their own beauty.
如果我们是瞻仰主的荣美，
If we are looking to the Lord's beauty,
我们单单的瞻仰主的荣美，
If we look only to the Lord's
beauty, 在我们的生命中定规有拯救，
Then our life would definitely get Salvation.
姊妹，我们被仇敌捆的最，可以最紧的，陷的最深的，就是我们的己。
The one thing that is bound so deeply of our sin is ourself.
有的时候我们求环境的拯救。
Oftentimes we ask to be saved or delivered from our situations.
有的时候我们求身体的拯救。
We ask to be delivered from our body.
你发现我们这个人却深深的被仇敌捆绑着。
But the one thing that we are deeply bound by the enemy with,
我们里面充满了惧怕，
and causes us to be filled with fear is ourself.
你知道有惧怕的人并不是这个光是那些遇到难处的人。
People who have fear are not only those who are in difficult.
很多的人他们这一生没有什么难处的。
A lot of people who don't even have difficult lives.
天天充满了惧怕。
Are still filled with fear daily.
因为人常常瞻仰自己的荣美。
Because people are often looking for their own beauty.
你看大卫跟扫罗就完全不一样。
You see how different David and Saul are in this matter.
大卫，他为了要迎娶神的约柜。
David, because he wanted to move the ark.
他宁愿穿着以弗德在那里极力的跳舞。
He is dancing with all his might in a linen ephod.
他自己的妻子在那里轻看他。
His own wife despised him.
说你既然在一个使女的面前在那里跳舞。
She said, you are exposing yourself before your maidservants.
大卫怎么说呢？
What did David reply to her?
大卫说，我比更加卑微。
I would rather be more humbled.
大卫不瞻仰自己的荣美。
He did not look to his own
beauty. 大卫单单瞻仰主的荣美。
He only looked to the Lord's beauty.
所以你看他在他生命中就常常有拯救。
And so you see how often he was delivered in his life.
扫罗就不一样。
Saul was different.
扫罗有一次他违背了耶和华的命令。
One time Saul rebelled against God's
command. 神让他击杀亚玛利人。
God told him to kill all the Amalekites. To kill all of them.
那次他没有照着耶和华的命令去做。
And that time he did not obey God's command.
所以神就废弃他。
And so,
他就废弃的就是 forsake him.
Oh, so the Lord forsook him.
那么他就抓住撒母耳的衣袍。
And so Saul grabbed hold of Saul's robe.
甚至把他衣袍都给撕破了。
He tore the robe.
他说请你在百姓面前抬举我
He said please honor me before the people
扫罗他瞻仰的是自己的荣美
Saul was concerned with his own beauty
他和神是何等的远
He was very far from the Lord
弟兄姊妹什么时候我们在那里自爱自怜
Brothers and sisters whenever we are
什么时候我们在瞻仰我们自己的荣美
Whenever we are seeking to behold our own beauty
我们没有拯救
We will lack salvation.
我们里面充满了惧怕。
We will be filled with fear.
我们怕别人比我们强。
We will be afraid that others are stronger than us.
扫罗就怕大卫比他强啊。
Saul was so afraid that David would be stronger than
him. 里面天天充满了惧怕。
He was filled with this fear.
他坐在宝座上。
He was sitting on the throne.
大卫住在山洞里。
David's living in a cave.
谁能睡觉呢
？Who can sleep?
大卫说：“耶和华给他铺床。”
David says, "The Lord makes my bed."
但是扫罗却天天在那里追索大卫。
But Saul would pursue him daily.
弟兄姊妹，什么叫做亲近神
？Brothers and sisters, what does it mean to draw near to the Lord?
什么叫做亲近主
？What does it mean to draw near to him?
亲近主乃是瞻仰他的荣美。
It means to behold his beauty.
那么大卫继续告诉我们。
Then David continues to tell us.
在他的殿里求问。
To inquire in his temple.
这里大卫告诉我们什么叫做亲近主呢
Here David tells us what does it mean to draw near to
the Lord 不再依靠自己的聪明
It means to no longer rely upon my own
单单依靠神的智慧
But to only rely upon the Lord's wisdom alone
并不是说大事的时候来求神的
Not just in big things
我们这个大事一定求神的
In the big things we always ask the Lord
生了这样的大的疾病一定求神的
If you get a serious illness then indeed you will call upon the Lord
小事就算了
But little things, we let it go.
这点小事还来麻烦他吗
This little thing, I don't want to trouble him with it.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们依靠自己的聪明
If we just rely upon our own knowledge,
你发现你就没有生命的保障
Then you find you have not the defense
就没有生命的力量
Then you lack the strength of life.
有一次，这个弟兄们安排我去接讲员
Once a brother arranged for me to go pick up a speaker.
就到机场去接飞机而已。
So I was just going to the airport to pick him up.
这么小的一件事。
Such a small matter.
这怎么还需要祷告呢
Why do I need to pray for this?
打电话给航空公司就可以了。
All I have to do is call the airline.
甚至打都不用打。
Don't even need to call them.
因为是接飞机嘛，对不对
？Just going to pick up, meet the plane.
这个就算飞机晚点了，没有关系的。
So if the plane's a little late, that's okay.
我就多等一会儿就可以了。
I'll just wait a little longer.
那一天当我在那里祷告的时候里面就感觉这个飞机会早到
But that day while I was praying I got the sense that this plane would arrive early
不会的
No
我就觉得说我有我的智慧
I've got my own knowledge
不会早到的
It won't come early
它只会晚到
It'll only be late
后来我就照着时间去接我们的弟兄
So I went to go pick him up on the according to the scheduled time
我刚一出门电话就来了
as soon as I left the door or went out the door the phone call came
他已经在门口等我了
he was already standing at the door waiting for me
提早了五十分钟
it was the plane arrived 50 minutes early
那天我也服侍了神
that day I was serving the Lord
我也服侍了我们的弟兄
I was serving our brother
但我告诉你是垂头丧气
but
没有生命的力量
it was lacking strength
弟兄姊妹不要依靠我们的聪明
Brothers and sisters, do not rely upon your own knowledge.
单单靠耶和华的智慧。
Rely only upon the wisdom of the Lord.
所以这是大卫告诉我们的那个秘诀。
So this is the secret that David tells us.
如果我们盼望有亮光。
If we desire to have light.
如果我们盼望有拯救。
If we hope to have salvation.
如果我们盼望有性命的保障。
If we hope to have the defense of our lives.
我们需要学习来亲近我们的神。
We need to learn to draw near to our Lord.
我们要宝贝主的同在。
We need to treasure His presence.
我们要一生一世住在他的殿。
We need to dwell in the temple all the days of our
life. 瞻仰主的荣美。
To behold the beauty beauty of the Lord.
我们要来在他殿中来求问他。
And to inquire of him in his temple.
那么后面他就告诉我们说，一个亲主的人，他的生命中有怎样的特点呢？
Then he continues to tell us what are some of the characteristics of a man who draws near to the Lord.
第五节他告诉我们说，一个亲近主的人在他的生命中定规有一个特点。
In verse 5 he tells us that there is a particular characteristic of the person who dwells in the presence of the Lord.
就是他身上有一个出人意外的平安。
That he has a peace, within him.
那这段圣经是非常有意思的。
This is a very interesting Bible verse.
他说我在这患难的时候啊，他必暗暗地保守我在他的亭子里。
For in the day of trouble, he will conceal me in his tabernacle.
大卫乃是一个战士。
David was a warrior.
他知道怎样的打仗。
He knows how to fight.
那个时候打仗啊，那个元帅啊，有个亭子的。
At the time, there is a general, a strategist.
不是，站那时候他有一个亭子，他有一个那个帐篷在那。
There's a tent there.
那个他说那个一个亲近主的人呢，就好像是住在最高这个指挥官的这个司令部里边。
So he says that it is like dwelling in the tent of the general.
那是最安全的地方。
It is the safest place.
在整个战场的里面，就是那个地方是最安全的。
In all of the battlefield, this is the safest spot.
所以大卫他是一个打仗的人。
David is a warrior.
所以他这里在描述的时候，他说那真是一个出人意外的平安。
So when he's describing this, he says that this is a.
说又把我藏在他帐幕的隐秘处。
He hides me in the secret place.
不仅是在他的这个元帅的这个帐幕里。
Not only in this tent.
还让你看见那个战略图。
But he wants you to see the plan of battle.
Yeah, yeah.然后他让你知道说他是怎样部署的。
He let you know the strategy.
你说你平安不平安
？Don't you have peace then?
而且他把你高举在磐石上。
And he lifts you up upon the rock.
那个时候打仗都要跑到最高处。
At that time, in those battles in those days, you have to go to the highest spot.
因为你在最高处就能看见敌人是怎么部署。
Because at the highest point, then you can see what the enemy is doing.
哦，这一个人因着他亲近神。
And so this man, because he draws near to the Lord,
他自己在那个这个元帅的这个同在的底下
，he is under the tent of the commander.
他一面晓得元帅的部署
，he knows the strategy of the commander.
一面他看见仇敌多么愚笨
，and on the other hand, he can see the enemy.
他里面平安极了
，he is filled with peace.
这叫做出人意外的平安
，this is a unsurpassing peace.
这个。出人意外的平安必在耶稣基督里保守我们的心怀和意念。
It is this unsurpassing peace that will keep us in the Lord Jesus.
那么第六节
Verse 6
告诉我们说一个亲近主的人有第二个特点
tells us that there's a second characteristic about the person who draws near to the Lord.
他有一个得胜的喜乐
They will have a victorious joy.
虽然是在难处的里面
even though they are in
虽然四围都是仇敌
even though they are surrounded
虽然环境都没有改变
even though their circumstances have not changed
但是他里面满心乐意来侍奉他的神
but he is willing and full of joy to serve his Lord
充满了喜乐
he is filled with joy
是喜乐的侍奉
it is a joyful service
一点都不勉强
it is not forced at all
一点都没有重担
There is no burden to it.
哦，弟兄姊妹，这是何等大的释放
！What a great liberty!
这是主让我们今天过的日子。
This is the kind of days the Lord would have us live today.
就是有一个出人意外的平安。
This is an unsurpassing peace.
有一个得胜的喜乐。
A victorious joy.
如果我们进到这样的光景里面
，If we can come into this condition,
我们在这样的一个活人之地当然可以过一个没有惧怕的生活
If we can live in this kind of land of the living then of course we would have no fear
第七节到第十四节
Verse 7 to verse 14
大卫他告诉我们在亲近主这件事上他的学习
David shares with us the lessons he learned in drawing near to the Lord
他告诉我们他是怎样来学习的
He tells us how he learned.
他把他所学到的来交通给我们。
And he shares with us what he has learned.
盼望我们也能够来学习，来亲近我们的神。
That we too might learn how to draw near to our Lord.
第七节到第十节，这是一段。
Verses 7 to 10 are one section.
这一段呢， 告诉我们什么呢？
What does this section tell us?
告诉我们他在亲近主的学习上的头一个秘诀。
Tells us the first secret to drawing near to the Lord.
就是渴慕看见主的面。
It is seeking the Lord's face.
不是这个渴慕就 desire.
Desiring to seek the Lord's face.
Desire.
他不仅要看见主的面。
Not only does he want to seek the Lord's face.
渴慕看见主的面。
He has a desire for.
你说你怎么说他是渴慕看见主的面呢？
How can you say that he desires to seek the Lord's face?
我们可以稍微看一下。
Let's look at it.
这里面他就说主对他说你当寻求我的面。
It says here the Lord tells him seek my face.
他就说耶和华呀你的面我正要寻求。
And he replies thy face O Lord I shall seek.
他后面就讲了一句话。
But then later he says.
说你不要向我掩面。
Do not hide thy face from me.
掩什么面呢?
Hide your face from me.
What kind of face?
What kind of face would you, are you hiding from me?
大卫这里告诉我们说，他盼望神不要向他掩面。
He doesn't want the Lord to hide his face from him.
是怎样的一个面呢?
What kind of face?
是个发怒的面。
It's a face of anger.
我们知道我们都喜欢有神的笑脸。
We all want to see God's smiling face.
他的笑脸是我的帮助。
His smiling face is my help.
大卫的这里他有个渴慕。
David here has a desire.
他渴慕看见神的面。
He desires to see the Lord's face.
就是你发怒的时候。
But even in your anger,
我也要看见。
I still want to see your face.
我宁愿看见你发怒的面。
I would rather see your angry face.
我也不愿意离开你的同在。
Nor do I want to leave your presence.
弟兄姊妹，他后面就告诉我们说，他说不要发怒赶逐仆人。
Then he says, "Do not turn thy servant away in anger."
他没有说你不要发怒。
He didn't say, "Don't be angry."
他知道说他不好。
He knows that he is not good.
他不配亲近他的神。
He knows that he is not worthy of drawing near to his
Lord. 他的生命中有太多的软弱。
He knows that he has too much
weakness in his life. 可能神有的时候要管教他。
And maybe sometimes the Lord has to
discipline him. 神有的时候要向他发怒。
Maybe sometimes the Lord will be angry with him.
但是他在神面前有个渴慕。
But he has this desire still.
就是你发怒的时候。
Even when you are angry, Lord.
求你让我能够看见你发怒的脸。
Let me see your angry face.
弟兄姊妹，这是大卫他告诉我们的头一个秘诀。
Brothers and sisters, this is David's first secret that he shares with us.
渴慕看见主的面。
To desire to see the Lord's face.
第十节他告诉我们他为什么有这样的渴慕。
Verse 10, he tells us why he even has this desire.
因为神那不改变的爱。
Because of God's unchanging love.
纵然父母会离弃我。
Even if my father and my mother forsake
me. 耶和华必收留我。
But the Lord will take me up.
我就是坏到一个地步。
Even though I am so bad.
我就是软弱到一个地步。
Even though I am so weak.
连我的父母都不想要我。
Even my parents don't want me anymore.
当我们看那个十字架在中国那个电影的时候
if you see that if you've seen that cross video
那里面看见有一个瞎眼的小男孩
you see there's a blind boy in the video
他的父母不要他
his parents don't want him anymore
他的父母离弃他
his parents forsook him
但耶和华却收留他
but the Lord took him up
大卫知道神的爱是不会改变的
the Lord's love will never change
纵然自己的父母都轻看都藐视
even if your parents despise you
都嫌我们是个累赘了
They say that you're a burden.
耶和华他要收留我们。
But the Lord will take us up.
因着神的这个爱。
Because of God's love.
他渴慕看见他的神。
He desires to see the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，求主加添我们里面的渴慕。
May the Lord increase the desire within us.
他会告诉我们，如果我们里面有这样的渴慕。
He tells us, if you have this kind of desire in you,
因着神他不改变的爱的吸引。
Because of the attraction of God's unchanging love.
让我们一直的来寻求他的面。
Then we will continue to seek his face.
让我们好像不知不觉的就进到主的同在里面。
And then without hesitation, we'll enter into his presence.
不知不觉我们就来亲近我们的神。
Without even knowing it, we'll just draw to him.
这是大卫告诉我们的头一个秘诀。
This is the first secret.
就是渴慕。
Desire.
求主加添我们的渴慕。
Increase our desire.
加深我们的渴慕。
Deepen our desire.
让我们能够进到主的同在里面。
That we can come into your presence.
第十一节到十三节，这是一段。
Verses 11 to 13 are another section.
对，十一节到十三节，这一段告诉我们什么
？What does this section tell us?
这一段告诉我们，大卫他说他在神面前要求一个平坦的道路。
Before the Lord, David asked for a level path.
这个平坦的道路。
A level path.
这个平坦的道路到底是怎样的一条道路？
What kind of path is this level path?
他在这一段里告诉我们说，这条的路乃是以善胜恶的道路。以善胜恶就是这个。
Oh, this is a path that wins over evil with good.
他说，我若不信在活人之地得见耶和华的恩惠，我就早已丧胆了。
He said, I would have despaired unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living.
中文翻成恩惠。
In Chinese, it says goodness.
Grace.
Grace.
在原文乃是耶和华的良善。
But in the original text, it's the goodness of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们的道路。
Brothers and sisters, this is our path.
如果我们在神面前求这样的一条道路，
If we ask for this kind of path before the Lord,
你能够被带进与主的交通里面。
Then you can be brought into the fellowship with the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，今天邪恶常常在那里得胜。
Today, evil is often overcoming.
你怎样面对邪恶呢？
How do you face evil then?
当有人毁谤你的时候，
When someone,
毁谤，这个。
Defamed you?
Yeah. 当有的人在那里这个轻看你、藐视你的时候。
Someone despises you.
弟兄姊妹，你走怎样的一条路呢？
What kind of path will you be walking?
在我们的家庭的里面。
In our family.
当你下班回来，妻子向你吼的时候。
When you come home and your wife starts yelling at you.
你选择哪样的道路呢？
What kind of path are you walking?
当你在家里忙了一天。先生回来就破口大骂的时候，你走怎样的道路呢？
After you've been busy at home all day and your husband comes home and starts yelling at you,
你这一天什么都没有做。
You've done nothing all day.
你这就是在家里偷懒。
You've just been lazy here at home.
我辛辛苦苦为这个家挣钱。
I've been out earning money and working hard.
你看你把这家搞得这么乱。
And look how messy this house is.
弟兄姊妹，你那个时候你走怎样的路呢？
What kind of path will you be walking at that time?
他的声音高八度。
His voice is so loud.
那你的声音高十六度。
And your voice is louder.
哦，弟兄姊妹，我们这个家就没有出路。
Then there's no way out in this family.
这个家就没有盼望。
There's no hope.
这个家就没有光。
There's no light.
就没有拯救。
No salvation.
就充满了惧怕。
It's full of fear.
弟兄姊妹，大卫在神的面前，他只求一条的道路。
Brothers and sisters, David only asked for one path before the Lord.
虽然有许多的仇敌来妄作见证，口吐凶言。
Even though there were many enemies who gave false witness and breathed out violence against him,
他乃是选择以善胜恶的道路。
But he chose to walk on the holy and overcoming path.
多少家庭的难处。
He had so much domestic problems.
如果我们走以善胜恶的道路。
But if we walk this holy, overcoming path,
你一定进到主的同在里。
Then you will definitely enter into God's.
只要有一个人肯以善胜恶。
You only have to have one person willing to win over good, evil with good.
这个家就有盼望。
Then this family will have hope.
因为耶和华要成为这个家的光。
Because the Lord will be the light.
耶和华要成为这个家的拯救。
Because the Lord will be the salvation for this family.
耶和华要成为这个家性命的保障。
Because the Lord will be the defense for this family.
弟兄姊妹，这是大卫给我们看见的第二个秘诀。
Brothers and sisters, this is the second secret David shares with us.
他单单的来拣选一条平坦的道路。
That he only sought for this level path.
弟兄姊妹，只有这一条的路是平坦的。
Only this path is level.
其他的道路都是不平坦的。
All other paths are uneven.
以善胜恶。
Overcoming evil with good.
那么最后一节，它是第三段。
Finally, this last verse is the third portion.
要等候耶和华。
Wait for the Lord.
当壮胆坚固你的心。
Be strong and let your heart take courage.
我再说，要等候耶和华。
Yes, wait for the Lord.
当我们知道等候耶和华有许多方面的意义。
We know there are a lot of different meanings to wait for the Lord.
但有一方面非常重要的意义。
But there's one particularly important aspect.
如果我们盼望要亲近我们的神。
If we want to draw near to our Lord.
我们需要花时间。
We must spend time.
弟兄姊妹，我不知道你有没有恋爱过。
Oh, brothers and sisters, I don't know if you've fallen in love before.
当你恋爱的时候
When you fall in love,
只要到了周末
even when, as soon as it comes to the weekend,
你就打电话给你的那一
You're going to start telephoning your friend.
我这个周末非常的忙。
I'm very busy this weekend.
所以呢，我没有办法陪你。
So I can't be with you.
一年52个周末。
There's 52 weekends every year.
我每个周末都很忙。
Every weekend I am very busy.
但我非常的爱你。
But I love you very much.
我全心爱你。
I love you with all my heart.
我爱你今日远胜昨日。
I love you today more than yesterday.
请问你的朋友会不会相信你这个你这个爱他的人
Do you think that your friend will believe that Do you think your friend will believe you that you really love them?
圣经上说得很好
The Bible says it very well
若有人爱神呢这人是谁知道的呢
Who knows the one who loves the Lord?
这样的人是神所知道的
God knows who loves the Lord
我们真的一年啊52个礼拜六
There are 52 weekends every year.
有几个周末我们是花在主身上。
How many weekends do we spend on the Lord?
我们大概其平均有一个家有两个小孩。
On average, every household,
两三个小孩。
Every household has about two or three children.
如果你有这个五六家大家在一起来过生日的话
If you have about five or six families that get together for a birthday
你就知道就为了这个生日你就要花掉一大半的礼拜六
You know that for one birthday you have to spend the better part of your Saturday
每一年都一样
Every year it's the same thing
每一年你都把这些礼拜六都花掉了
Every year you waste your Saturdays
然后礼拜天我们说我们单单的爱你
And then on Sunday we say we love you alone, O Lord
弟兄姊妹有这样的事情吗
Brothers and sisters, is this true?
我们上班的这个弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters who go to work
我们相信我们都有这个 vacation 我们都有这个 假日
I believe you all have vacation time
有没有哪一个假日你说我就是为了要亲近主我来请假、
Has there ever been a time when you say just for the Lord to draw near to the Lord I will take this vacation time
当你恋爱的时候
When you fall in love
我不知道你有几个假日会给你的朋友。
How many weekends will you use on your friend?
假设你有十个。
If you have 10 weekends. Oh, vacations.
我一天都不给你。
I'm not going to give you any one of those days.
跟你在一起太浪费了。
It's a waste of my time to spend time.
跟你在一起太吃亏了。
I lose out by spending time with you.
弟兄姊妹，我们如果要学习亲近我们的神。
Brothers and sisters, if we want to learn to draw near to the Lord,
这不是很高很高的道。
This is not a high and lofty.
我觉得大卫非常的好。
David is so good.
大卫告诉我们所走的路都是很低很低的路。
David shows us how to walk a low path.
是每一个人都可以走的。
It's a path that everyone can walk.
你刚刚信主就可以走的。
Even if you just believed in the Lord, you can walk on this path.
我记得那个时候有年长的弟兄姊妹带领我们来亲近主。
I remember there was a time when older brothers and sisters were leading us to follow the Lord.
你们呢，每一天呢就花五分钟亲近主。
They said every day just spend 5 minutes.To draw near to the Lord.
你可以上那个 timer 的上表的。
You can even use your timer.
有的时候我是祷告半天了。
Sometimes I'll pray and pray.
我觉得已经过了很久了。
I feel like a lot of time has already passed.
抬头一看才两分钟。
And when I look up, it's only been 2 minutes.
然后再趴下。
And so I get back down.
那个时候我们就是这样操练。
And this is the way I trained myself.
到了第二个月，说你就弄十分钟。
And then they would say, in the second month, try going up to 10 minutes.
我们。后来发现说，当我们抬起头来的时候，已经两个多小时了。
And later, you would discover that once you lift up your head, it's been 2 hours now.
弟兄姊妹，你知道在热恋中的人啊，不带 timer 的。
Brothers and sisters, you know, when you're deep in love, you don't use a timer.
我只有五分钟哦。
I only have 5 minutes for you today.
我已经 set up 好了。
I've set my timer.
只有五分钟讲话哦。
We can only talk for 5 minutes.
哦，弟兄姊妹，亲近主。
Brothers and sisters, to draw near to the Lord requires time.
如果我们在生命中从来没有花过时间来亲近我们的神
If in our lives we have never spent time to draw near to the Lord,
我们所有的属灵的追求都没有根基的弟兄姊妹
Then none of our spiritual pursuits will have roots or foundations.
那些是只能给人家看的
It is only for show.
因为神不知道
Because the Lord doesn't know about it.
人可能知道你爱主。
Maybe other people think you love the Lord.
但神说他从来不跟我花时间呢。
But the Lord says he's never really spent time with me.
他的假期从来都不给我的。
He's never given me his vacation time.
他的每一个礼拜六都不给我的。
He's never given me his Saturdays.
好，弟兄姊妹，大卫告诉我们亲近神是何等的简单呢。
Brothers and sisters, David tells us how easy it is to draw near to the Lord.
不是因为亲近神本身是件简单的事。
It's not that it is a simple matter.
乃是神为我们开辟了这条又新又活的道路。
But it is that the Lord has already opened this new and living way for us.
大卫他宝贝亲近他的神。
David treasured drawing near to the Lord.
我在你的院中住上一日，胜似在别处住千日。
I'd rather live a day in your courts than a thousand beside.
我想这是大卫他告诉我们他的生命中的学习。
This is David sharing with us his life experiences.
就是渴慕看见主的面。
To desire to seek the Lord's face.
在神的面前走一条以善胜恶的道路。
To walk on this path where evil overcomes good. I'm sorry, good overcomes evil.
肯花时间在主的面前。
And to be willing to spend time before the Lord.
如果我们这样的来学习的话，
If we can learn these things before the Lord,
大卫说你生命中一定有亮光。
Then David says you will definitely have light in your life.
你一定有保，你一定有拯救的。
Then you will have salvation.
一定有性命的保障。
Then you will definitely have
defense of life. 就算我们是最小心的一个人，
Even if we are the people, a person of the weakest faith.
就算我们生活在这个叫人丧胆之地。
Even if we live in this land of despair,
我们照样可以过一个没有惧怕的生活。
But we can continue to live this life of, without fear.
愿主恩待我们。
May the Lord have grace upon us.
一起祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we thank and praise you.
你为爱你的人所预备的是眼睛没有见过的。
You have prepared for your people what eyes have not seen.
是耳朵没有听过的。
What ears have not heard.
是人心都没有想过的。
What the hearts of man have not even thought of.
主，我们求你借着你的爱来吸引我们的心。
Lord, may you draw our hearts with your love.
让我们更深的来渴慕与你来亲近。
That we would have a deeper desire.
让我们进到你的殿里。
That we can enter into your temple.
让我们天天瞻仰你的荣美。
That we would daily behold your beauty.
让我们天天在你的殿中求问。
That we would daily inquire of you in your temple.
好，让我们能够抬起信心的头来。
That we may lift up our head with faith.
让我们在这样一个活人之地能够高过我们四围一切的仇敌。
That in this land of the living we may overcome all our enemies.
哦，主，愿你带领我们过这样得胜的生活。
May you lead us to live this overcoming life.
过这样的平安和喜乐的生活。
To live this life of peace and joy.
过一个没有惧怕的生活。
To live this life without fear.
愿你的话来光照我们。
May your word shine upon our hearts.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayers.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.